V'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph. We're going to start on the top line of the Omud. V'omar Reb Zeira, ano chazitei l'Rebavohu, I saw Rebavohu, shehiniach yodov keneged ponov shel mato, that I saw that when he was undressed, then he would put his hands in front of his private parts. V'lo yodano, I don't know, inoga, iloy noga, if his hands actually touched his private parts or not. Says the Gemara, Pshita de loy noga, it can be taken for granted that he did not touch his private parts. D'tanya, it says in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol ha'oicheiz ba'omo u'mashtin, anyone who touches his private parts whilst urinating, ki'ilu mevi mabul la'olam, it's as if he brings a mabul to the world. It can bring him to do averus similar to those done in the time of the mabul. Omar Abaya, aso'uho k'boileshes. There are times when touching one's private parts is not as severe, and it's similar to a boileshes. Boileshes is the case of troops of soldiers. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, boileshes, if a troop of soldiers, shenichnaso le'ir, they entered a city, b'sha'as sholim, if they came in peace, it was the army of the country that they were found in, it wasn't a strange army invading, then Chovyos psuchos asuros, the barrels of wine that are found open are also, because we can assume, or we have to assume, that possibly the soldiers, the goyim, poured from it. And if a goy pours out some wine, it's called yayin nesech, and you're not allowed to drink it. Stumos, however, the bottles that were closed, mutaros, you're allowed to drink them. B'shas milchoma, however, in a time of war, elu ve'elu mutaros, both are mutar. The soldiers are so worried fighting the war and making sure that they can survive that they do not have time to start pouring out wine, and therefore even the open barrels, the open bottles, are not called yayin nesech, and one is allowed to drink them. Alma, you see from there, kiven de beisi leimenaschi, since they are afraid, they have fear, and when there's fear, they do not have time to pour wine. Hochanami, so to hear, kiven de bois leosi lirure, since there's a certain fear, then even though he may be touching his private parts, his mind will not wander to places that shouldn't wander, and he will not come to do an avera. Asks the Gemara, v'hocha mai biatusa, what fear was there here? Says the Gemara, biatusa denara, he was going down to bathe in the nahor, in the river, and just making sure that he stays afloat and doesn't, chas v'shalom, drown in the river, there's a certain fear, and because he's busy surviving, then even if he would be touching his private parts, his mind will not have the space and time and desire to wander off. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'ha'omar Reb Abba Omer Reb Huna Omer Rav, kol ha'miniach yodov keneged ponov shel mato, ki'ilu kofer b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu. How can it be that Reb Avohu, he would cover his private parts? It seems to be contrary to what Rav just said, that somebody who's going down to the river to bathe, and he covers his private parts, it looks as if he's kofer with the bris shel Avraham Avinu, with the holy bris milah. And that's very, very serious. Says the Gemara, loy kashya. It's not a kashya. Haki nochis, haki solik. When he's going down towards the river and nobody can see him, that's when the halacha of Rav applies. You shouldn't show any form of embarrassment of this great mitzvah. But when you're coming up and you're facing people, and it's inappropriate for other people to see those parts, it's appropriate to cover them. Kihoda Rava, similar to what we found with Rava, Shochi, that he would bow down, he would bend over, so to cover his private parts. Reb Zeira Zokif, Reb Zeira would come, would be, even though he wasn't dressed, he would be upright in order to conform with what Rav said, not to show any form of embarrassment or kfira of the Brisa Yishla Avraham Avinu. Rabbonon, the Beir of Ashi, the Chachomim of the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi, ki konochsi, when they were going down towards the river and they were not facing any people, zokfi, they would be upright, and they would have no issue with the fact that their private parts are open, are visible. There's nobody to see them. Kiko solki, but when they would come up from the river and face the people, shochi, they would bend over in order that people should not see their private parts. Continues the Gemara, Reb Zeira hava komshtamit midrav Yehuda. Reb Zeira was avoiding Reb Yehuda. The boy lemesek le'arad Yisrael. Reb Zeira wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. And the reason he was avoiding Reb Yehuda is because Reb Yehuda held, the Omer of Yehuda, kol ha'ila mi Bavel le'Eretz Yisrael. Anybody that goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, oiver ba'asei, he's transgressing a mitzvah sasei. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Bavelo yuvau, that you'll come down to Bavel, v'shamo yu ad yoim pokti oisam, and you're going to stay there until the day of the Gula. Reb Zeira obviously held that that was talking about something else. It was talking about the Klei Shoris, but it wasn't also for people to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But since he knew that Reb Yehuda held it was also, he tried to avoid Reb Yehuda. But however, he wanted to still see Reb Yehuda before he left. So Omar, he said, Ezel v'eshma mine milsa, I'll go down to Reb Yehuda just to hear some Divrei Torah from him. V'aisa v'esik, and then I'll leave Rav Yehuda, and I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael. Ozal, he went, Ashkechei, he found Rav Yehuda, Dekoi Bei Boni. He found him in the bathhouse. Oka'omale Lishome, and he saw Rav Yehuda saying to his shamash, to the one that was serving him, Hiviu li Neser, bring me a type of earth that was something used to clean themselves, what we may call today a type of shampoo or lotion. Hiviu li Masreik, he said to his servant, to his shamash, bring me a comb. He also said to his shamash, Pischu pumaychu, open your mouth, v'afiku havla. Let the air, the humidity of the bathhouse go into your mouth, and then the foul smell and any other breath will be replaced with it and will leave you. V'ashtu mimaya de beiboni, and you should drink the water of the bathhouse. Omar, he said, Il moli leibosi elo lishmoya dovor ze. Reb Zeira said, had I not come just to hear these four things from Reb Yehuda, dai would have been enough. It was already worthwhile coming just to hear them. Says the Gemara, Bishle mehivu neser hivu masreik. The fact that Reb Yehuda said, bring me the neser, this type of earth that was used to clean with, or bring me the comb, what was the chiddush? Reb Zeira was appreciative that he heard them. What did he learn from there? Komash malon, he learned from there that dvorim shel choil, things that are not divrei Torah, muter la'omrom b'loshen kodesh, you're even allowed to say them in loshen hakodesh. Pischu pumaychu v'afiku havlo, the fact that he said, open your mouth and let the air, the humidity of the bathhouse enter your mouth in order that the air from inside should come out, nami, the chiddush of that was Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Da'oma Shmuel, Havla Mafik Havla. When humidity, when air, when heat goes in, it causes other Havla, other humidity to leave the body. Elo Ashtu Mayo de Beiboni. But drinking the water of the bathhouse, Mayim Al Yusa, what advantage was there with that? What should be the point of doing that? Says the Gemara, the Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, Ochal v'lo yishoso, somebody who eats but does not drink with his eating, achiloso yidam, it's as if he's eaten blood, v'zeu tchilas choyli mi'ayin, and that starts off so the illness of the intestines. Ochal v'lo yholach dalad amas, somebody who eats and does not walk at least 4 amas before going to sleep, mrakeves, it causes the food should rot in his stomach and does not become absorbed properly. And that causes a bad breath. Hanitzach l'nekovov, somebody who needs to excuse himself to pass his bowels. V'ochel, and he eats before relieving himself. Doimer l'tanur shehisiku al gab afroi, it's comparable to an oven that you want to heat it, but before you put the new coals and reheat it, you should be taking out the ashes of the previous time you heated it up, in order that these coals can burn properly. If you burn the new coals on top of the ashes that were there before, it's less effective. Here too, before you start eating, you should first get rid of the psoilus of what you don't need from the time before, and therefore one should relieve oneself before eating. And if one doesn't, it's compared to somebody who's lighting the oven whilst the ashes of the time before are still there. And doing that causes a person to have the breath of sweat and to be sweaty. Rochatz bechamim v'lo shoso mehen. If somebody bathes in hot water and doesn't drink from the water, doimer l'tanur shehisiku mibachut, is comparable to an oven that you heat up the outside walls of the oven v'lo hisiku mibifnim, but you do not heat up the inside of the oven. Here too, you're bathing in hot water, so the outside of your body is getting washed, is getting heated. The inside of your body is not getting heated, and therefore you should drink from some of the hot water. Rochatz bechamin v'lo nishtatish betzeinon. If you wash yourself with hot water and then you don't rinse yourself afterwards with cold water, doime lebarzel shechnisu l'ur, it's comparable to an iron rod that you put into the fire, v'lo yichnisuhu l'tzeinon, and you do not afterwards strengthen it by putting it into cold water. Rochatz v'lo yisach, if you wash yourself in the bathhouse and you do not oint yourself with some type of an oil, doime lemayim al gabi chovis, it's as if you're washing the outside surface of a barrel and you don't wash the barrel from inside. The oil gets absorbed inside the body and helps the body remain clean. If you do not use oil, the water just washes the outside of the body and not the inside. So you see from here that there's an advantage of drinking the hot water that one is bathing in, and that's what Reb Zeira heard Rav Yehuda say, that you should posach pumaychu, you should open your mouth, ashtu maya de beiboni, that you should drink the water from the bathhouse. Says the next Mishnah, Mulyar is a type of hot water urn, hagoruf, that you've swept away, you've shoveled away the coals that were in it, shoysin himenu b'shabbos, you're allowed to drink from it on Shabbos. Antichi, we'll soon see what that is, another type of urn, afal pisha grufa, even though you've shoveled away the coals that were in it, in shoysin himenu, you're not allowed to drink from it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, heicha domi mulior hagoruf. What's the case of this mulior that has the coals have been shoveled away? Tana, mayim shebifnim ugecholim mibachutz. The case, what is a mulior? A mulior is a type of urn which has two sections, one beside the other. In the main compartment, the main section where they would put water, on the outside there would be a subsection into which they would put coals, and those coals would be hot and heat up the water in the other section of the urn. And goruf means that you've taken out the coals from that side section. That's what it means. Mayim mibifnim, the water's on the inside, ugecholim mibachutz, and the coals are in some outer section of this urn. Antichi, what's an antichi? Says the machlekes, Rabbi Omar bei Kiri. It's a type of urn which is comparable to a stove with compartments. And this is very similar to what we explained, the mulyar. The difference is that in the kira, which is what this antichi is, that it's bei kiri, it's similar to a kira, the kira, the walls are much thicker, and therefore the heat penetrates and makes the walls much, much hotter, and therefore it has much more of an effect and an influence and an impact on the water inside it. But the mulyar, the heat of the walls, is much less effective on heating up the water. And the basis of these halachas is that you're not allowed to put anything inside a dovar hamoisif hevel. So if the walls are so hot, and even after you take away the coals, they continue heating and adding heat to the water, the water is compared to being tomon, to being hidden inside a dovar hamoisif hevel. And that's why in the Mishnah, it says that the antichi, even though it's grufa, ain't shaysin imenu. So Rabbi says that what is an antichi? It's a type of a kira. It's similar to a kira, and the walls are very thick. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says that antichi is bei dudi. It's like a pot which has two levels, and the coals are not next to the water, it's underneath. There was a type of false floor, a hollow part in the floor, in the base of the pot. In there they would put the coals, and the coals would heat up the whole pot. Says the Gemara, Manda Omar bei dudi. According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, that says that antichi is similar to a two-layered pot. Kolchkein beikiri. even more so a Beikiri, which is even hotter, and the walls penetrate the heat, and they give over the heat much, much more than a Beidudi. Even more so, it's called a Dova Moisif Hevel, and you're not allowed to drink from it. Umando Omar Beikiri, but according to Rabbah, who says that Antichi is similar to a Kira, is two sections next to each other, only there, which is very, very much heat, is being added, over there, in tracing imenu. Aval Beidudi, Rabbah would agree that in the case of Beidudi, where it's a pot with two layers, loy. In that case, the Mishnah, the Issa of Ein Tracin Himenu would not apply, and you'd be allowed to drink from it. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavaseder of Nachman, we have a brisa like Rav Nachman. Antichi, and afal pi shegrufa oktuma, even though you've either covered the coals or removed the coals, ein shesin imenu, you're not allowed to drink from it, v'pnei shenechushta, because its base, mechamemosa, continues to heat it up even in the absence of the coals, and the fact that the brisa says that antichi is something where the base is heating up the water, so that's a proof to what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, that an antichi is beidudi, which is a double-layered pot, a pot with two levels. Says the next Mishnah, hamecham, a type of a kettle, shepinuhu, that was cleared. We'll soon see in the Gemara what that means. Then this cleared mech kettle, mecham, lo yitein letoichay tzoinon, you're not allowed to put cold water into it. Bishvil sheyachumu, in order that the cold water should heat up, you're not allowed to do that. Aval noisein hu letoichay, but you're allowed to put inside this kettle, oy letoich hakois, or into a kois, a cup, and there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether this cup is a keli rishon or a keli sheni. You're allowed to put water into it, kedei lehafshiron, in order to cool down the cold water you're putting into it. Asks the Gemara, my ka'omar. The Mishnah is saying 3 points. Number one, it's a kettle that was removed, shepinuhu. What does that mean? What was removed? What was it removed from? And the halacha is that you're not allowed to put cold water into it in order to to warm up the cold water, but you are allowed to put water into it in order to warm up, lahafshiron, to warm up the cold water. What's going on here? What are you not allowed to put in water, and what are you allowed to put in cold water? What's going on? Even before we see the Gemara, the words bishvil sheyechamu, that you're not allowed to put cold water in order to warm up the cold water, but you are allowed to put the water in just in order to take away the coldness from it. And we'll have to see in the Gemara what all this means. Omar Rav Ada Bar Masna. Rav Ada Bar Masna says as follows. Hochi ka Omar. The Mishnah has to be read as follows. Hamecham shepino mimenu maim chamim. What does it mean it was removed? You removed from it its content. You had this boiling hot kettle that had coals on it, inside it, and you now removed the hot water that was in it. You emptied out this kettle, but the kettle, the walls of the kettle, are still boiling hot. Lo yitein etoichai mayim, what does that mean? Mu'otim. You're not allowed to put a little bit of water into this kettle, kedei sheyichamu, in order to warm up the cold water you're putting in. Aval noisein letoichei, what are you allowed to put into it? Mayim merubin, you're allowed to put in a lot of water at once, kedei lehafshiron, in order to warm up, or in order to take away the cold from the water you're putting in. Asks the Gemara, v'haloi metzarif, but if you have a boiling hot urn, a boiling hot kli, and you've taken away the coals, and now it's empty, and you pour lots of cold water in, it actually helps to strengthen the kli, and that's also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to strengthen the keli on Shabbos. So how can you add in a lot of water? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, it's going according to Reb Shimon. Da Omar Dova She'in Miskavin Mutar. He doesn't want to put the water in order to strengthen the kli. He's putting the water in just in order to take off the coldness from the water. Since regarding the strengthening of the kli, it's einim miskaven, it's not intentional. Reb Shimon says a dovah she'einim miskaven, something that's unintentional, is mutar on Shabbos. That is how Rav Ada Bar Masna explained the Mishnah. Maskif la Abaya, Abaya's got a problem with that. Midi Mecham Shapinam Imenu Maim Ktoni? Does the Mishnah say that we're talking here about a kettle, a type of urn, that you remove the water from it? That's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mecham Shapinuhu, a Mecham, a kettle that you removed it, referring to the kettle. Ketoni, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Elom Abaye says you have to read the Mishnah differently. Hochik Omar, Hamecham Shepinuhu, when you removed the actual Mecham, the kettle, from on the fire, it's no longer on the fire, but the water is still in it. There's still hot water in it. You're not allowed to add in a little bit of cold water in order that the cold water should be heated up and cooked by the hot water. You're allowed to add a lot of water into the cold water, into the hot water, in order to take away the coldness of the cold water. However, Mecham Shapinam Menu Maim, Abaye says, in the event that indeed you emptied out the whole kettle from its water, and now you have an empty hot container kettle of which had water in it, Lo Yiten L'Teichei Maim Kol Ika, you're not allowed to put any water into it. Why? Mipnei Shematzarif, because putting cold water into a Mecham, into any metal container that is very, very hot, Mipnei Shematzarif, it strengthens the Kli. And it's also. Now, even though you didn't intend to strengthen the Kli, you just wanted to take off the edge of the coldness of the water, Rabbi Yehuda is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Da Omar Dova Shein Miskavin Osa, even though it's not intentional, since at the end of the day you're strengthening the Kli, it's Osa. Continues the Gemara Omar Rav. We're going to have here Machlokes Rav and Shmuel how to learn the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to put in a lot of water. Let's see what that's talking about. So we've already seen, according to Rav Adar Bar Masna, it's talking about when the Kli is completely empty. You're allowed to put in a lot of water. According to Abaya, when the Kli is completely empty, you're not allowed to put in any water. When the Kli has hot water in, you're allowed to add in a lot of hot water. And in that case, by the way, a lot of cold water, sorry. And in that case, by the way, it would not strengthen the Kli, because the only time it strengthens the Kli is if you put cold water into an empty hot Kli. But if there's a little bit of hot water in the Kli, then the hot water will warm up the cold water a little bit, but it will not be cold enough to strengthen the Kli. Let's see the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav, Lo Yishonu Elo Lehafshir. When it says at the end of the Mishnah that you're allowed to put in water into the Kli, it's only talking about Lahafshir. When there is water left, there's hot water still remaining inside the Kli, and you're adding in some water in order to warm up a little bit the cold water, then that's Mutar. Avol Letzarif, but in the event that the Kli is completely empty and you're putting in the water in order to strengthen the cold water in order to strengthen the Kli, Osa, that is Osa. And that conforms with what Abaya said, that when the Kli is completely empty, you're not allowed to put in any water because it's going to strengthen the Kli. Or Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says, Afilu Letzarif Nami Muta, even if the Kli is completely empty, you're allowed to add water to it, even though it will be strengthening the Kli. Ask the Gemara, Letzarif Lekatchila Mishari. It seems from what Shmuel said that if the Mecham is completely empty, you're allowed to put in cold water, Afilu Letzarif, in order to strengthen the Kli. So the Gemara is asking, it's very good if you don't intend to strengthen the Kli, then if you hold Reb Shimon, Dovash Einei Miskavin is Mutar. But Afilu Letzarif Nami Mutar, it seems that you're intending to strengthen the Kli, and that's clearly Osa, because it's a Dova which is Miskavin. Elo Yitmar Hochi Yitmar. We have to read the Machlokes a little bit differently. Omar Rav. Rav said as follows, Lo Yishonu Elo Shi'ur Lehafshir. We're talking about that the Kli is totally empty. And Rav says that Lo Yishonu Elo Shi'ur Lehafshir. You're allowed to add in a little bit of water, enough water that all it would be good for is to warm up the water a little bit, but not enough cold water that would actually strengthen the kli. A kli will only get strengthened if it's completely full. Aval shiur letzarif asur, but to put in as much cold water that it could strengthen the kli, that's going to be asur. And this follows the opinion of Rav Ada Bar Masna. Or Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says, afilu shiur letzarif, even to put in a lot of water, enough that could strengthen the kli, it's muta. Since he doesn't intend to strengthen the kli, it's muta. Says the Gemara, lememra de Shmuel k'Rav Shimon svirle, are you suggesting that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon that dovo she'ene miskaven is mutar? V'oma Shmuel, we have another Shmuel that says a different halacha. Mechabin gacheles shel mateches, if you have a red hot iron rod that's in the streets, b'rishus harabim, and somebody could get hurt, somebody could burn themselves from it, you're allowed to extinguish it, you're allowed to pour water on top of it, b'shul shelo yizoyku b'harabim, in order that the public should not get hurt from it. And the reason is that since extinguishing a red-hot metal rod is... there's nothing that you have to gain from the actual extinguishing. All you want is that it should be safe, but you're not doing anything here. You're not achieving anything with the cool down rod. Therefore, it would only be asa midrabanon, and since it's only asa midrabanon, it's not kibui min hatayra, and therefore, since it's in order to keep the public safe, they were allowed you to transgress this drabanon. Avaloi gacheles shel eitz, but when it comes to a coal of wood, and extinguish it is creating a coal, it's a melacha, because a burning piece of wood is called a coal, and you have some use for it, and therefore you're not allowed to be over this issa d'oraisa of kibui, even to protect the public. If Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, then afilu shel eitz nami, because Shmuel holds, because Rav Shimon holds. Besides Rav Shimon holding that dovo she'ene miskaven is mutter, he also holds that a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is mutter. Over here, it's true that when I extinguish this wood, I'm creating a coal. But I don't want the coal, I don't need the coal. So it's called a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So if Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, in the same way as he holds that dovo she'ene miskaven is muta, he should also hold that the melacha she'ene tzricha legufa is muta. And if so, then you should be allowed to extinguish even gacheles shel eitz, a wooden coal, you should be allowed to extinguish it, because he doesn't want the coal. It's ene tzricha legufa. Says the Gemara, "Bedavar she'ene miskaven savalok Rav Shimon." He only holds like Rav Shimon by davar she'ene miskaven, and therefore, in the case of putting cold water into an empty, hot urn, hot kettle, then even though it's strengthening the kli, it's ene miskaven. It's not what I want to do. But in the case of the coals, which is not an issue of ene miskaven, it's an issue of melacha she'ene tzricha legufa. B'melacha she'ene tzricha legufa savalok Rav Yehuda. Shmuel holds like Rav Yehuda. And it's asa, and therefore you're not allowed to extinguish a burning wood, creating it into a coal, even if it's not what you wanted. Omer Ravina. Ravina says we can deduce from this, Hilkach koitz b'rishus harabim. If you have some thorns that potentially could hurt the rishus harabim, and you want to move them away, but you're not allowed to carry in rishus harabim more than 4 amos. Since the Issa Deiraisa is only if you walk 4 amos, and Midrabanon they don't let you walk Bechlal in Rosh Hashanah, but since you want to keep the Rosh Hashanah safe, you're allowed to walk less than 4 amos, stop. Start again, less than 4 amos, and stop, until you get to the side of the Rosh Hashanah where you can leave it there and it will no longer pose a danger for the public. But it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's an area where min hatorah you're allowed to carry there, even though the Chachomim said you're not allowed to carry there, since it's in order to save the public, the Chachomim said it's muta. Afilu tuva, you can walk in one shot, you don't need to walk pochis midalad amis, you can carry it with one stride, with one walking without stopping, and keep the public safe. And in the next year, we'll carry on from here.